This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, version 2.0. How much will this new version differ from the last? Many conditions have changed that USDA will deal with. Political pressures on USDA and the incoming Ag Secretary will also come from a different direction. What should not have changed is that Vilsack will return with a more pro-ethanol agenda that he is expected to champion. USDA used to work interagency with the Department of Energy and EPA over ethanol policy. That collaboration ended in the Trump administration. Sonny Perdue was no fan of ethanol. The Energy Secretary, Rick Perry, was Texas oil through and through. EPA administrators were plants from energy companies who hated biofuel and alternative energy. Trump conceded the approval of refinery exemptions from the RFS, and it became a pretty inhospitable environment for the ethanol industry for the past 4 years. I will not go so far as to claim the happy days are here again for the ethanol industry with the Biden administration, as we were not happy under Obama. He treated ethanol like a bad word as he refused to speak of it. Behind the scenes, Tom Vilsack kept the ethanol train on the tracks, even if it did not advance as far as we would have liked. Biden has made promises that ethanol will grow during his administration. We hope that this is one he keeps. For the last 4 years, there was no one that the ethanol industry could really go to as an ally within the current administration. Now it will have Tom Vilsack in that role. The corn growers and ethanol advocates were elated over that. Of the issues that will be more complicated to deal with at USDA, one will be race issues. The Black Caucus wanted Marcia Fudge to be Ag Secretary and will not let anyone forget it. They view the legacy of USDA relative to race relations in this country as negative, having contributed to the inequality. Biden was under pressure from the Black Caucus because black voter turnout was the margin by which he won the election. He knows that they will not let him forget it. He made Marcia Fudge HUD Secretary, dropping Heidi Heinkamp from contention from USDA, and went back to the guy who would garner bipartisan support for USDA. Cory Booker floated a plan to give black farmers 160 acres as restitution for the inequality that their forefathers once faced. There is no topic that will produce more blowback than that in rural coffee shops. Donald J. Trump spun that into their taking your farm away. None of that's going to happen, but Tom Vilsack will hear about it every trip into the countryside that he takes. It will be the ag version of defunding the police. This will create problems for Tom Vilsack. There will be many more issues than race that Vilsack will have to contend with. How will ag fit into the climate change agenda in a positive way? Vilsack plans to lead an effort for USDA to get paid for sequestering carbon. Instead of farmers getting ACHs from the CCC for trade losses, they would get them for participating in ways that store carbon. I think that the plans and infrastructure for this has come a long way since the last time that Vilsack became Ag Secretary, and something more substantive is likely to develop from it. We would like to see USDA defend the ag sector from the bogus attacks on it from climate extremists, but that could be too much to ask. The really green groups look at ag as part of the problem rather than the solution and need to be better informed. Farm industry groups are far more open to climate programs than they once were, given the understanding that resisting climate science no longer works. Helping define it correctly and the role that the ag sector should play in it will be better use of resources. Democrats are not friendly to animal agriculture, commercial agriculture, and will be looking to build a regulatory and subsidy agenda that looks to reform agriculture as we know it. CAFOs are a four-letter word to them, and the place to start is with interaction. The ag sector is not made of corporate factory farms, and the best way to explain that is an invitation to lunch on the farm. The only side to this that the Democrats have ever heard is the extremists like ICCI. Tom Vilsack is probably one of the very few people who could potentially change that negative connotation. Agriculture has successfully fled the world, which doesn't seem to be at the top of their minds. The ideological rural versus urban culture war gets everyone nowhere. Vilsack is not an ideologue, nor is he Houdini. He knows that both sides need to come and work together for life to improve in rural America. That common goal should be the shared objective. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.